By news via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. More than 4.4 million laid-off workers applied for U.S. unemployment benefits last week as job cuts escalated across an economy that remains all but shut down, the government said Thursday. Roughly 26 million people have now filed for jobless aid in the 5 weeks since the coronavirus outbreak began, forcing millions of employers to close their doors. About one in six American workers have now lost their jobs since mid-March, by far the worst string of layoffs on record. Economists have forecast that the unemployment rate for April could go as high as 20%. Nevertheless, Wall Street stocks opened higher Thursday despite another dreadful round of economic data in the wake of coronavirus shutdowns, including the spike in unemployment claims. About an hour into the trading session, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up about 1.1%. The S&P 500 advanced 1%, while the tech-rich NASDAQ Composite Index jumped 1.2%. After falling sharply in March in anticipation of recession, U.S. stocks have mostly risen in April, as investors have largely shrugged off poor data amid debates over how quickly the economy will rebound and the effect of unprecedented stimulus measures on real activity and financial markets. Also in the U.S., sales of new single-family homes dropped sharply in March as the lockdowns to contain the coronavirus outbreak took effect, dropping 15.4% compared to February, according to government data released Thursday. The data are subject to large margins of error, and because of fair weather earlier in the year, home buyers were out earlier. But with 25 million people out of work since mid-March, home sales are likely to suffer further. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization warns that the pandemic